We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm going to hurry because I don't want to lose any time, because as we celebrate Filipino Independence Day.
121 days has it been?
There's only one man who can make that happen.
The great Joe Coy.
Born June 2nd in Tacoma, Washington, he was studying at UNLV when he dropped out to pursue a career in stand-up comedy. He quickly went from open mic nights to becoming one of the most requested acts at Catch a Rising Star. He's appeared on The Tonight Show, was a frequent guest on Chelsea Lately, and starred in his own Comedy Central specials. You've seen his Netflix special, Live from Seattle. He recently signed on to do a new animated series based on his life for True TV, and today sees the release of his new Netflix special, Coming in Hot. Please welcome, comedian and friend of the show, Joe Coy.
Where in the hell have you been? I've missed you.
Oh my God, I'm back.
You are, man. Coming in Hot on Netflix, congratulations.
Thank you so much, man. That particular special right there, that took me 30 years to get to that point,
right,
man. And I enjoyed every moment of that, and I hope people like it.
Oh, you know they are, man. It's just, it is fun. Like, your salute to the rest of the Filipinos. I woke up in the middle of the night, I was staring at it. It just happened to come up on my feet, and I'm like, what is he talking? I don't even know what these things are. It's fantastic.
I enjoy just having that platform to be able to talk about my culture and just letting people, you know, into my life.
Sure. No, and that's what I was going to say, is the thing that makes your comedy ring so true is your family, your life, and the truth in it all. You're not an absurdist. You're literally just, here we go, oh boy, I know that one. Your son thought he was black, at least half, and he wished he was, which is great, but that's not the way it was. Like, I had friends like that. I had a friend who was Persian. He was Iranian, but he used to tell everybody he was French. And he wouldn't tell people his real name, and he'd call himself Francois.
Oh, that's hysterical. I love that. That's
yeah.
The best. Yeah. My son does that right now, and, you know, he's got a couple teachers that still think he's a quarter black. I'm like, Joe, when are you going to tell these teachers you're lying? When you graduate?
And how's the rest of the family?
Oh, they're great. You know, I was just in Vegas, and, it's so crazy to see, you know, after what happened with Netflix, you know, seeing my family just, like, appreciate what's happening, you know, what's happening as well. And, man, those shows, man, I mean, each show I had at least 5 or 6 family members, and it's just, they're just soaking it all in right now. It's kind of crazy.
That's great. Well, now you get the new Just Kidding tour. It's continuing. But there's no Kansas City yet.
I need to put that on the map, like, tonight, man.
Well,
what's going on with that?
Listen, and by the way, how's the podcast for Coy Pond?
Oh, it's so much fun. You know, I broke away from Adam, and now I'm creating it myself, and, you know, got my own studio, and still enjoying doing the pods myself, man. I like to put my hands in everything and be creatively in control, so... That's the reasoning for that.
Well, yeah, of course. But you have to. I mean, you know, yeah. And that's what makes Netflix so incredible, you know, with the special coming in hot. Because in the old days, you know, everybody would talk about how the big networks would sign you for a comedy deal, and then they would just ruin you they'd do the edits, and you wouldn't agree with it, and what gets left in and what gets left out. And with the Netflix, like, they leave you alone, correct? Like, you get control of it.
Yeah, that's the cool thing, man. They trusted me with a very huge budget, which is crazy. But I'm glad they did, and it was kind of cool to see them step back. And, you know, it was funny because the actual taping of that special, they all came out to watch. The entire, you know, the whole Netflix team came out to watch. And it was that much more pressure, but it was kind of cool that they let me do the entire process up until the day that I had to shoot. And even that day, they were still like, go for it. We're just fans. We're going to sit in the audience and watch. So
that's great.
That's how laid back they are, but how also they are involved with their comedy. If they don't just put something up, they put something up that they're actually very attached to.
Right.
And that's why I love that family, man.
Well, it's the new freedom for sure. You got any feedback from Chelsea lately? Oh, that's, I didn't mean it like Chelsea.
Man, I haven't heard from her in forever, man.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I'd love for her to come back with a show, though. I'd love to see her put something out because the woman is very talented, you know? And,
yeah, of course.
I'd love to see it again. I'd love to see that panel.
See, and I always wonder because it's funny. As viewers and fans, we always think that everybody stays friends or stays in touch. And I'm sure you guys are friends, but you're right. Everybody's orbits change the second the show is over and everybody's got their own thing to do.
Yeah, that's literally what happened, man. I still remember the day we shot the last episode and we all kind of just broke away. I mean, we had the party afterwards, you know, we had a nice party, but I remember in the valet lot, each person that I shared 7 years with on the show getting into their car and just driving away, and I was just like, oh, yeah, this is over with. And then I had to pursue my stuff. I was like, okay, I don't have that every Tuesday anymore. Okay, so now I got to hit the ground running, man. And it was kind of crazy to see that.
Is there a mourning period? I mean, do you get so in tune to it? Because, like, you know, we all joke around about this radio thing, but after 26 years of Monday through Friday, 4 hours a day in each other's grill, like, you go, ah, yeah, well, I mean, I won't see you anymore, a-hole. And then you think, my God, what will it feel like? It'll be terrible.
Yeah, that's exactly, you know, how I felt. I was like, whoa, what is life without Chelsea? Like, seriously, it was such a part of my life. Like, I remember going on the road and then coming home on a Sunday and getting ready to be on Chelsea again on Tuesday just to promote what I was doing the following weekend. It was such a routine for me. And for that to be gone, it made me hungry. It made me, like, hustle. It made me
sure.
work harder. So, yeah, it woke me up quite dramatically.
I'm excited to see this. The Joe Coy coming in hot out today on Netflix. And see where your world takes you this time, man, because I'm just such a fan of all the others from Lights Out to Don't Make Him Angry, the ones live from Seattle. So, Joe Coy coming in hot. Everybody, if you've got Netflix, grab it. And if you don't have Netflix, you should get Netflix today. And it's available only on Netflix, correct? That's where the only place right now.
Yeah, that's the only place you can get it.
Excellent.
It's Netflix.
Well, to the moon, man. Look, I hope we get a date. I know that you got a lot of interviews today, but and stop by the studio and hang out. It's just so much more fun just to see each other and hang out a little bit, you know?
Yeah, you're right, man. I got to come in and sit down with you. It's just more, the chemistry is better when we look eye to eye, you know?
Always. Well, yeah, I mean, this is great, but I want to catch up with you.
Yeah, for sure. I promise you I'm coming back to Kansas City, and I'm coming to the studio.
Excellent. All right, Joe. Well, congratulations again on Netflix. Don't forget, coming in hot out today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.